test for me?
Hi.
All right, that's good.
The World According to Gracie, episode number 2.
Hi.
Wait a second.
What?
Let's do it again. The World According to Gracie,
episode number 2.
Now I go.
We'll do it again. The World According to Gracie, episode 2.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome to the World According to Gracie. How are you, Gracie?
Pretty good.
Good. Get closer to the microphone, please.
This good?
That's excellent. What are we listening to today? What's our theme song?
We Built the City.
By who? By Starship.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. That was a big hit when your dad was in college, I believe.
Oh, my.
A long time ago, I know. So yes. What's on this, your topic? What's
Number
your topics today?
One, the Brat Stop.
What about the Brat Stop?
Well, it's my...
All right, wait a second. The Brat, for those of you who do not know, the Brat Stop is a restaurant...
In Chicago.
No, it's in Kenosha. So. Not too far from where your aunts live.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what about the Brat Stop?
Well, they have, you can watch games, like basketball games.
Well, it's a restaurant, right?
Restaurant. They have this chili cheese fries.
Yeah, you like the it's known for its cheesy fries, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. And what else about the Brat Stop?
Well, I forgot the desserts, but I think there's this one called... I think there's like a chocolate cake.
Oh, okay, like one of those chocolate volcano type cakes.
Yeah, I forget like when I sometimes go there, like with my friends from Illinois.
Okay.
I forget what the desserts, so I have to check.
Okay. So what's coming up with the Brat Stop?
I'm going to. A Brat Stop with Barry. Barry and his
family.
Family.
Okay.
The next one I have.
Okay, so good. Next topic.
Games, baseball, football, and basketball.
What about baseball, football, and basketball?
Well, I go to the Brewer game. Sometimes, like with my mom's coworkers and my uncle.
Yeah, we went 2 times last year, right?
We tailgate both of them.
Yep.
I was like, no, I don't want to.
And what was funny about that is we went 2 days in a row, right?
Yes.
Was that fun? That was a busy weekend, huh?
Yeah, but my cousin wasn't there, so.
Oh, okay. So what else you got on your punch list there?
What do you call it, a punch list?
Well, your notes. You've got notes. She even has show notes.
Fine, then I'll punch you.
Stop.
Football, the Packers. I like the Packers, the Giants, the Browns. The Dolphins, a little bit of the Bears.
What about these football teams?
Well, I want one of the Bears jerseys.
Oh, you want to get jerseys, huh?
Like the Bears, since I kind of like
You kind of like the Chicago Bears?
A little bit.
All right, a little bit. Okay, keep going.
Then basketball. What I really want to go, what basketball game I want to go is to the Magic. That Magic.
You want to see the Orlando Magic? Why?
Because they can dunk very. They can dunk.
Well, they got some really good players, right?
They got some really good skills, too.
Yeah, okay.
I forgot the for the football one, there's a Sunshine Devil one.
Who's that?
The Sparky.
I don't know that team.
It's a football team.
Is it a college team? Oh, okay. All right, what else is on your show notes list?
Carnival rides.
Carnival rides? What's so exciting about carnival rides?
Well, the first day you have to buy tickets.
Okay, so where is this that you go on carnival rides that you have to buy tickets for?
In the park.
In our park for the...
Kettle Moraine Days,
okay.
And then the second thought about that, you buy wristbands, and then they go until 5.
Okay. So
that's what sucks.
So what happens there, for everybody who doesn't know, is that for a certain amount of money, I think it's like $15 or so, kids get to ride on the carnival rides at our local festival, the Kettle Moraine Days, between noon and 5 on Saturday.
It sucks.
Why is it not so nice? We don't kind of use, let's not use the word suck, okay?
Okay. Well.
Are they boring? Are they getting boring? Are you getting too old for the rides? A lot of them are little kiddie rides, to be honest.
Yeah, kind of. Well, not the kiddie rides. I don't go on those. But the. It's just you don't have enough time.
I think 5 hours is a pretty long time, given the number of rides that are there. But the rides are kiddie rides, some of them, right? Are there long lines? I don't ride the rides anymore. I'm too old.
Yeah, there's really long lines.
Yeah.
That's not nice because you don't, if it's like 5 already, you're like, no, I really wanted to go on it. It was like, no, that's not nice.
Yeah, well, there are time limits to everything. But maybe next year we'll think about going to a place with better rides.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so.
Interpretive reading.
All right, what about interpretive reading? You had your interpretive reading test or demo on Tuesday, right?
Well, people, like, in the classroom.
Well, what is interpretive reading, first of all?
It's like. You read a book, you read a part of a book, and then they grade you.
Okay, what do they grade you on?
Like.
And you're reading it out loud, right? Okay.
Like how you look up and like how are people like on your final strike, your 3 strikes.
How did you do?
I don't know. I didn't get to see it.
I know, but I mean, did you do it?
Yeah.
How did you feel you did?
I got some gargles in there.
Oh, so you kind of stumbled on some words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so, yeah.
Oh, well, do better next time, right?
Okay.
All right. So what else you got on your show notes?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Favorite movies and favorite books and movies.
What are your favorite books and movies that you want to talk about today?
I got a bunch.
All right. Well, remember, we've only got... You know, so much time. So pick your two. Two of each. 2 movies, 2 books.
There's one called the Pink Panther 2. I really want to see it.
Now that's a movie.
Yeah, in theaters.
In theaters. Well, I think it's in video now. It's been a while since Pink Panther 2 came out. And now, this is the one with Steve Martin, right?
Yeah, the guy from Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yep. Okay, now that's different from Pink Panther when I grew up. That starred a different actor called Peter Sellers, who played Inspector Clouseau.
And then there's this one, Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked.
Oh, Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked, right? C-H-I-P-R. Wrecked. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's the first one, the school one, and then the third one.
Okay. So is that one that we could see on DVD too? I believe it's out on DVD, correct?
I think so.
Okay. But we haven't seen it yet. Mm-mm. Okay. So you want to see that one too, huh? All right. So those are two. What about books? You said you wanted to see two books you wanted to talk about.
Gotta think.
Do you want to come back to those?
Big Nate. It's a comic book.
Okay. What is it about?
It's this Nate, this guy named Nate that does goofy stuff.
He does goofy stuff. Does what? Give me an example of goofy stuff.
Just his dad like packs turkey 6 days in a row, and he like yells at his friend for that. I was like, well, I don't want turkey.
Oh, you mean in his school lunch, he packs a turkey sandwich for 6 days in a row? That's a long time for turkey. It's a lot of turkey.
And then, the second book is, what's the name of it?
That's okay if you can't remember.
I remember, I just don't know the name of it. Oh, now I got it. That lightning book.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Lightning Thief.
Lightning Thief. Okay.
Percy Jackson book.
Oh, it's a Percy Jackson book. Cool. Okay. What do you got? What else do you have in your show notes? We've been going for 12 minutes, so you got about five, maybe three or four more minutes left to talk.
I'm just going to make this one up. Wait, what am I going to talk about?
All right. Well, that's okay.
No. I got a question for everybody.
All right. You have a question. What's the question?
If you had to pick...
Sit.
If you had to sit pick...
You have to put your face in front of the microphone, okay?
If you had to pick anything in the world... That means anything. What would it be?
If you had to pick anything in the world for what?
Just anything. You had to pick anything in the world for.
To eat? To talk about? To do?
For 12 years, what would it be?
If I had to pick anything in the world for 12 years, I don't understand what am I picking for.
And you can't eat, you can't do anything, you can't...
Is this like for the turkey sandwich? If I had to think of anything to eat as for lunch every day for 12 years?
You can't have any help. You can't have any help with it.
I'm still confused.
If you had to pick anything...
If I had to pick anything... Okay, if I had to pick anything, what would it be? That's the question, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, if you want to call and leave Gracie a voicemail, you can call...
Well, Dad has to set it up first.
Well, no. You can call the BadgerCast comment line at 262-649-8550, and I will give you...
My number.
No, the voicemail.
Okay, voicemail.
So you can listen to it on the next edition of The World According to Gracie. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, that's it for this version of The World According to Gracie. Gracie, anything else? Any last minute?
Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah.